Okay, so I have a scenario with one of my friends. Just started dating a new guy.
Okay.
This new guy is very, very liberal.
Mm-hmm.
She is very, very conservative.
Interesting. Okay.
So can a relationship like that last?
I think it depends on how much either party really cares about politics. Because there's people that say they're conservative or say they're liberal, and they are, and they vote that way. But the rest of their lives, you know, like everything in between, they just live their lives. They just, you know, they have things in common that have nothing to do with politics. But then I have friends that are so liberal that everything they do and they say, you know, and I've got friends that are so conservative that they can't even be around a liberal because everything the liberal says, they just want to roll their eyes. So I think it all depends on, you know, how much it infiltrates your life.
And I think right now for the next 3 months, it's going to be really hard.
I think it's harder now than ever before. Like people used to look at James Carville and Marlee Matlin, I think her name was, back in the day where he was a liberal and she was a Republican. And, you know, how could they ever make it work? It was almost like the odd couple. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so he had a little, he felt like just spend a little more money of our taxes. And she was like, no, spend less money of our taxes. That was pretty much it. But now it's like fundamental differences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's life and death.
Everything. Yeah, it's life and death now. So I don't know. I mean, they'd have to be people that don't really, really feel passionate about one side or the other. I think if you were in a couple before 2016, before Trump took office, you know, and you had differences of opinion politically, you made it work. I mean, what was the worst thing? You know, like, you know, George Bush didn't handle Katrina well. Yeah, no, he didn't. Right. We all agree with that. Okay, and that was about it. But now it's like everything is so polarizing that I don't know how your friend is going to make it work.
That's like if your boyfriend was dating somebody on the other side of the fence, could he make it work?
Right. And he's really passionate about that stuff. Whereas, right. You know, I care, but not real. I care about the country. I'm an American, but I don't go nuts the way a lot of people do.
I can't wait to see how this plays out because it's brand new. It's only like 2 weeks old. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works.
You got to be really hot and really into somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, like you got to, it's funny because that's one of the things I have friends that are on dating sites and they see people that say no Trumpers. And that's, I understand that people have their right to date who they want to date.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you're cutting off people that could actually be good for you just because they happen to have a different political agenda. And I feel bad for my friends who are like, yeah, there's like five people on this dating site for me. There's like nobody on here. And I'm like, well, then, you know, loosen the reins a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think there's way too many people out there right now that you, if somebody is that different than you, just move on to the next one. Just swipe left. Just keep going.
No, but see, I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying that I don't think that that means you're so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, unless you are die hard politics. And if you're somebody like that who follows it, who's kind of like a wonk, you know, who's somebody who's like a really follows politics and cares about every little thing and always tweets and Facebooks about it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then no, you have to be of the same political agenda. You have to. But, you know, then there's people like you and I. I mean, you and I have our political leanings, but we're not like do or die. I mean, if you met a super hot girl, if Margot Robbie showed up tomorrow at your door and was like, I'm ready to date you, you know, and she had a different political agenda than you, you wouldn't care.
I would sport the MAGA hat so fast.
Exactly.
I would wear it to sleep. Oh, yeah.
I would be Trump 2020, girl.
Yeah, I'd put the sign in my yard. I'd put the bumper sticker on my car. Let's go. Yeah. I can be swayed pretty easily by a hot chick. I've never said I'm not, but there are people on each side of the fence that are so far on that side of the fence. It's you know, everything they talk about is politics.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I saw a very funny tweet today. Somebody said, do you remember when Dan Quayle misspelled the word potato? And we were like, nope, canceled. He cannot run for office. We're done with him.